It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you know that when you hear that bell. We're studying a lesson about how Christians are called to be missionaries. And in our last class, we were reviewing the fact that Jesus came as a missionary with the Word. The Word came from the Father to the Son, from the Son to His apostles, and for His apostles into all the world. And we, being part of that world that has received the apostles' Word in the Holy Scriptures, are to continue to preach that Word and carry it forth from generation to generation down through time, all over the world. And so Christians are called to be missionaries. We've been looking at John 17:18. As thou didst send me into the world, even so send I them into the world. And we're going to continue this study in just a moment. I need to tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we're continuing the study of a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 25th, 1923. Now Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles in the measure or power of a baptism, to teach them all things, and to bring to their remembrance all things that he had said unto them. John 14 in verse 26 says, "The Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance that I said unto you." This coming of this Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to the apostles was to guide them into all the truth, speaking only that which they had heard of God. In John 16, verses 13 through 15, we read, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you." So to hear the apostles is to hear the Holy Spirit. To hear the Holy Spirit is to hear Christ. And to hear Christ is to hear God. One cannot hear God without hearing Christ, or hear Christ without hearing the Holy Spirit, or hear the Holy Spirit without hearing the apostles, or hear the apostles without hearing the Bible. Now the apostles preached and taught only as the Spirit gave them utterance. In Matthew 10, verses 19 through 20, we read, "But when they deliver you up, be not anxious how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you." In Acts 2, in verse 4, it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they wrote down the things they said and the things that we needed for all eternity. They wrote it down in the book. And so we have their words in the Bible. In John chapter 20, 30 and 31, we read, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. And then 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. Now I want to turn to another familiar passage that we have in the scriptures, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. And here we read, but the 11 disciples went into Galilee, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake to them, saying, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Just before Jesus' death, he designated Galilee as a meeting place, and on the morrow of his resurrection, the angel sent word to the apostles that Jesus would meet them there as he had said. The disciples went into Galilee, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. We have no way of ascertaining what mountain this was. We should learn the lesson of meeting Jesus where and when he appoints. And then Jesus made several appearances. You know, it's these appearances of Jesus that we have, that we read in Acts chapter 1, how that Jesus showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Let me review about 10 appearances that Jesus made after his resurrection that became the infallible proof that he rose from the dead, and thus the infallible proof that he is the Son of God. The appearance to Jesus and his disciples in Galilee was not his first appearance to them after the resurrection. The first recorded appearance of Jesus after his resurrection was to Mary Magdalene on the day he arose, and soon afterward. We read in Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 11. Now when he was risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told them that had been with them, and as they mourned and wept, and they, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, disbelieved. It was a message too wonderful for them to know how to accept. The second time we read about his appearance is in Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, where he appears with Mary again, but with the other women that were coming from the tomb. Matthew 28, 9 and 10 says, and behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, fear not. Go tell my brethren that they depart into Galilee, and there shall they see me. They were not imagining that Jesus was there. They held him. They took hold of his feet. It was an infallible proof that he was standing in their midst, having risen from the dead. There's a third appearance that we read about that is to Peter alone. And we only read about this incidentally in Luke chapter 24 and verse 34, where it said, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. But we read about that in the story of a larger appearance from Luke 24, chapter 31 through 35. And there he is appearing to two who are going on their way to Emmaus. Let me read that to you. It says in Luke chapter 24 and verse 13, And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 70 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What communications are these that ye have one with another as ye walk? And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, Dost thou alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things that are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and in word before God and all the people, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we hope that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things are come to pass. Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of them that were with us in the tomb, and found it even so as the woman had said, but they saw him not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe, and all the prophets had spoken. Behooved it not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, and they were going, and as he made as though he would go further, and they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to meat, he took the bread, and blessed, and breaking it, he gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Was not our hearts burning with us while he spake to us in the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up early that hour and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared unto Simon. And they rehearsed the things that happened in the way, and how he was known of them, and the breaking of bread. You know, an imagination does not break bread. Jesus sat with them and physically reached out his physical hand and took hold of the physical bread that was really there in their presence and really broke it. And then, when they recognized him, he vanished. Those broken pieces of bread lying there on the table or on the plate where they had sat gave a testimony to an infallible proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. On the evening of that same day, Jesus appeared to his disciples again in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 25, but Thomas was not there. I don't think I'll have time to read that full account. I'll begin reading it, and we'll take with that in the next class. It says in John 20, verses 19, When therefore it was evening on that day, the 1st day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, Peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he showed to them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be unto you. As the Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. For whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven to them. And whosoever sins ye retained, they are retained. We'll continue this in our next study.